Hello, I'm Branwyn Two-Moon of Clan Lightridge, and these are the ersatz echoes of Eastford Harbor for the week of Undyne Resting 2020. No unexpected news from the open council meeting in Eastford Harbor last week, which I appreciate. The forecast for Undyne Waking reflects what you'd expect of early spring. A little rain, a little wind, a little snow, a little sleet, and likely all in the same day. Or night. Please mind the fog. More news involving House Idraji this week. They've purchased two plots of land. One is just outside Eastford Harbor, literally against current city borders. There's a significantly larger parcel of land in their acquisitions, about a half a day's raptor ride from the southern gate. Still no word on what they're doing with either, but there are plenty of sightings of their envoy meeting with the clerks of Eastford Harbor repeatedly over the past week. Expect a shift in the usual faces of Eastford Harbor and Pinecrest Guards throughout the region. Both groups are bringing in their more active members so that others can participate in drills in 2 weeks. An area north of Wickerby Pond has been set aside for this and is clearly marked. Trespassers will be put to work. It's no secret that I am sometimes called upon to teleport urgent official documents or gate official messengers across the region, and for various reasons I'm not at liberty to discuss the details of my work. Today is different. This morning I was called to the town hall and asked to transport a senior clerk of Pinecrest to the eastern end of the valley while they were requested by the Houndlings to discuss something involving travel within the valley. I honestly expect that as soon as the other two tribes of Houndlings we know of learn this, I'm going to be summoned again. It's nice to be called upon in my role as a champion of Wisp, but I feel like I could use some backup. Sadly, over a dozen people have attempted in the past 2 weeks to gain a title to match mine, but none succeeded. Skimming my sponsors for today's Aethercast has given me an idea, but I will need to make a visit to the Shrine of Magic to run it past at least Luna. And it seems I have a familiar, if somewhat unexpected, returning sponsor for the week of Undyne Waking. If you or your business would like to sponsor one of these Aethercasts, please reach out to your town hall for contact information. The ersatz echoes of Eastford Harbor are brought to you by Red Wombat Tea Company, purveyors of fine and otherworldly tea. Red Wombat, we dig tea. Also brought to you by the Skywatch Academy of Blades, now seeking tutors, teachers, and trainers in pole arms. These have been the ersatz echoes of Eastford Harbor for the week of Undyne Resting 2020. Take care and stay dry. The ersatz echoes of Eastford Harbor is a production of Rally 757 Studios. Episodes are written and produced by Jesse Stringer, the voice of Branwyn Two-Moon. Red Wombat Tea Company was originated by Ursula Vernon and is used with permission. At this time, our intro music is Corporate Innovative, and our exit music is Corporate Technology, both by Scott Holmes. More music by Scott Holmes can be found on the Free Music Archive. All other audio content is copyright 2019 to 2020, Jesse Stringer. Have questions or comments? Please visit ersatzechoes.com.